in business, I feel like the thicker skin you have, where it's like you let things just bounce off of you and you don't take things personally and you don't walk around like a super extremely like easily offended person, the more successful you're going to be. Because like, I know a lot of people that are easily offended and those are the people, they have one thing in common. They're not successful. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, Mommy Millionaires. I'm so excited because it's time for a Mommy Millionaire Minute. And I am here with my cousin in Alabama, Sarita Gillespie. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Yay. Okay, so I'm really excited because we are looking at real estate deals together. And it's been about a year since I've seen her. The last time I saw her, we were in Mexico. She was at, what was the place called?
Hope for Cancer.
Hope for Cancer, which I think you guys heard me talk about if you listened into my podcast a year ago, which thank you for listening in. I talked about our experience there and she was there for what, a month? 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And tell everybody, what did you go there for?
I went there to do their alternative treatments for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that every morning we'd go to this thing, this cancer center, and they'd have worship first thing in the morning and they'd pray and
hold hands.
Yes. And you know, it was such a beautiful time. And I remember like thinking like, gosh, life is so short. And Sarita still, I mean, you've gone through chemo. You're getting ready to do radiation next week. It's been a year of a really big challenge for yourself. And still, I'm here with her and we're working this week because she's just, that's what she is. She's just an overcomer. And what would you say to people right now? I mean, a lot of people aren't going through cancer, right? That are listening into this right now, but maybe they have their own personal struggle that they've been dealing with for a long time. What would you say to them to give them hope? Because I feel like you inspire me because you just keep going. You're like, yep, let's go. Time to get up. Let's go look at some deals. Let's get in the car. Let's go.
So there's no option but to win. So you just have to have that mindset. And the way I prepare for that mindset is through prayer and worship.
I love that. There's no option but to win. And, you know, you start to get into that winning mentality because you work on growing your confidence every single day. And what are some things that you've done to grow your confidence, even throughout this, you know, struggle?
Obviously, prayer, just mentioned. I journal.
So talk about the journal process because like I was just with my mom last weekend and I was trying to get her to journal and she was like, I just can't. I've just tried so many times. And because people just think it's like, you know, this broad thing where you just start writing out the thoughts and that can become actually overwhelming to people. Mm-hmm. And I actually got her the 5-minute gratitude journal and then she loves it. She's been doing it every day.
So she needs guidance.
Yes. Cause it's like, write down 2 things you're grateful for. What are 2 things that can happen that will make you feel like you're winning today?
And so if you naturally aren't a writer, I naturally love to write, then I would say I got a journal, but sometimes write to myself. Sometimes I write to God. And sometimes it's a combination. So I just journal like goals, gratitude, prayers, and just my feelings for the day. And I try to journal morning and night.
Were you a journaler before cancer?
Always. So my mom died of cancer when I was 10, and she encouraged me to write my feelings out way back then. So I've always done it. 44 now.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so journaling is like therapeutic because you can really set apart like the thoughts that are like working for you and then the thoughts that might be like a disservice to you.
And you're releasing those.
Okay, so you release those. Talk to me about that, because when you first got diagnosed with cancer, you were told it's like, what do they say? The breast cancer is stood for what? Breast to the nest or something like that.
Yeah. So in Mexico, I learned that different parts of our body are more cancerous, prone to stress, and breast cancer is one of those. And your breasts are the nest of your body. So we should, I guess, where you want me to go with this?
Explain to people, like, because so many people suppress their emotions.
Yeah.
And that's part of like with the cancer, it's like express, express, express.
Yes. So we just have to release those. And I'm naturally like an overzealous type A personality person. So if I did not journal and release those emotions, it would really be a struggle.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And there's so many different ways. Like it's not just journal. It's not just about journaling. Like if you really don't like journaling, there's other things you could do. For me, I like to listen to music and then like dance or just like do something with my body to like let it out. I like to sing out loud. I'll make up songs and just sing them out loud. And like, obviously nobody's around and you just feel free to like be creative with the way that you're expressing your emotions too. So anyways, but I'm just so inspired by you because, you know, it's like right now, you guys, I'm sitting next to her. She has drains in her because she had a surgery 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago today.
2 weeks ago. And yet she's still like, okay, she knows that like, this is just a part in her journey. It isn't, it's not going to, this is her journey to freedom. That's what she's called on Instagram. Right. And she's really like completely changed her life around, you know, with the holistic. Last night I used her homemade toothpaste. What was in it?
Bacon soda, coconut oil, and essential oils.
Oh my goodness. And it was awesome. I thought it was pretty good. I was like excited. I forgot my toothbrush, so I was like using my finger. It was great. Anyway, you know, this whole time you've been continuing to grow your business. Right now we're working on growing the investment side of your business because she's a real estate agent. And where she's at in the South, a lot of people, you know, it's like mom and pop around here. And she is really looking to like niche down pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. So really be focused on only finding properties for investors. And I'm really excited because she's been a huge asset to me as I'm in my, you know, early stages of my real estate investment career. And it's fun to be able to just mastermind together. Basically, that's what we're doing. Two brains together.
Yes.
Are good. Superpowered. Superpowered. Anyway, so I love that. You know, you're praying every morning, you're spending time in worship. That's how she started our morning. I was like, who's taking a shower first? She got in the shower and she had her worship music blasting. And I was like, gosh, like, you know, it's just inspiring because she's going through one of the hardest times in her life. And here she is still giving praise to God. And a lot of us like, don't wait to worship until you're in the hard spot. Like worship God now, find reasons to praise God now for, you know, what is good in your life, for even the trials that are in your life right now. Because like in all of that, like you're being refined into who you're really meant to be. On the plane, I was thinking about writing out all of my setbacks that I've had in my life. And I don't know if any of you have ever done this exercise. Maybe Sarita, but writing down like all of the setbacks and really like those setbacks, what we think of like, gosh, this was like a really hard time that happened in my life. They were really springboards into helping me find my purpose, helping me gain clarity on what God had for me, helping me become stronger, helping me build up my IDGAF muscle. I'll let you guys figure that what that stands for. And helping me build up that muscle because in business, I feel like the thicker skin you have where it's like you let things just bounce off of you and you don't take things personally and you don't walk around like a super extremely like easily offended person, the more successful you're going to be. Because like I know a lot of people that are easily offended and those are the people, they have one thing in common. They're not successful. Period. I actually, oh my gosh, I was going to tell you this. somebody wanted to buy our program. They were on the phone with our salesperson and they were going to buy like a $10,000 program because they said, oh, I've been following Kayla forever. I know she could help me in my business. And then they went and looked to see if I was following them on social media. And I guess I wasn't. And they freaked out and said, take me off of all of the lists. I cannot believe that she unfollowed me. And it's like, okay, are you freaking serious that you're that offended? I don't even manage my own social media. Like, I don't even do that. Can you believe that?
Why do you need to follow them? They need you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what's so insane. It's like, that is crazy. Petty. You know? And it's like, that's the number one reason why you should hire me is that, you know? But that's where people have this mindset of just being so easily offended. And if you're easily offended, you're also easily manipulated. That's the truth. And so when you know who you are, when you know whose you are, and you know why you're here on this planet, you don't take other people's actions, other people's opinions of you. They don't even run through your filter. They just bounce off you because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look at her. I'm surprised you're not saying more about this because your id gaff muscle is strong, even though you don't know what it is. It means that you're just like, I do what I'm going to do, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I give zero apologies mm-hmm. for what I'm going to do. Just like, you know, you going the holistic route at first, everybody had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you do?
What I wanted to do.
You went to Mexico. You just did it. Right. And mm-hmm. are you glad you did it?
Yes, definitely.
Are you still vegan?
90%.
Okay. Anyway, okay, so this whole episode has gone, we've talked about a lot of things.
First of all, she did not tell me I was going to speak on here.
Oh, yeah.
So I was not prepared.
You thought I was just going to, you should always know.
You said you want to listen. That's what she said. Do you want to listen?
You should always know that anytime you're around me, I'm going to put you out of your comfort zone. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
Oh.
It's a first.
Yay. Okay, well, so back to the setbacks, right?
Okay.
Confidence comes from getting down and getting back up. Like it's having that over, I mean, that's not the only place confidence comes from, mm-hmm. but when you realize like you're stronger than you think you are and that you can do the hard things, you start to get confidence, but you only get that if you're willing to take the risk, mm-hmm. if you're willing to take the chance. And, you know, like just even me coming out here, I don't doubt the outcome. I'm like, of course we're going to find a property. Like I have no doubt in my mind that we will find a property this week. That's the mindset you have to have about anything that you're doing. Even though like right now at this moment, we're going, oh, it's not looking too bright.
We just have to work harder.
Right. But most people will go, oh, you know what? Let's just turn around, mm-hmm. call this. No, no, it's
not an option.
Yes. Persist until. So write this down. Confidence is about taking chances and not doubting the outcome.
I'll get back to what you said about your mindset. You have to prepare your mind.
Yes.
Like when I was diagnosed, I didn't just start praying and listening to praise and worship music and journaling. Like I did all those things prior to being diagnosed. My faith has gotten stronger from my diagnosis, but I was already like a strong person. So you can't wait till you go through a struggle or a setback. I mean, you shouldn't. You can, I guess, but mm-hmm. you shouldn't. You should go ahead and prepare yourself.
Yes, because it's like, I remember at our wedding day, Chris, my father-in-law, got up. He was the best man. And he gave the speech and he said, it's not if problems arise in your marriage, it's when. And we're going to be here for you when they come. And I was like, whoa, like, we're not gonna have issues. But then I found out like a week later we would. So I'm like, yes. But that's how it is in life. There will be tests and trials. So I love what you're saying. Prepare now. And, you know, God talks about it being like, you know, renew our minds in Romans 12 too. Renew our minds constantly, every single day. And the way that you do that is even, I don't know if you heard me this morning, but it's like before I got out of bed, I'm like saying, expand my territory, Lord God, like I surrender my day to you, Lord Jesus. And I also prepare for the battlefield that is happening in my mind every day because it's not like natural because of just our surroundings for us to think that we're going to win every single day. It's really not natural. You have to be the person that acts like you're going to war and you're going to dominate today.
Intentional.
And it's the stuff you're speaking and, you know, just bringing into your life. And I just want to point out, normally I would never have like people I hang, like the fact that Sarita's on this podcast right now is because I actually really love her. And I love you.
I love you.
And I look at her, yes, she's my cousin, but not like, well, you're married to Chase's cousin. Mm-hmm. We're like fifth cousins or something like that by marriage, but I just call her my cousin. So anyway, so cousins, but also I look at her as an ally. So not just a friend, because friends are cool, but you need allies in your life. And what I mean by that is Sarita is the type of person that she's here to win. So she's not going to be easily offended if whatever. I haven't talked to her on a regular basis, but when I call her up, it's like, I feel like, okay, let's go. Like there's no like offense there. Like, oh, Kayla hasn't talked to me in a couple months. You just like, I know she's killing it and all the things.
If I really need her, I'll call.
You see, you know that, right? So I think that's an important differentiation to make right now is like, you can have friends in your life, those people that are going to make you feel good, right? They encourage you. But they might be the people that go like, ah, you need to take a break. Oh, why are you leaving again? Oh my gosh. Like, isn't it, you know, good what you have right now? Like, do you really need more? Those are what friends kind of do. And we love those people. But you need allies that do not let you be complacent. And I feel like I'm an ally for you.
Mm-hmm, you are.
Because I'm like, okay, you're battling cancer and you're going to start another business right now. Mm-hmm. Because that's what's going to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be like, slow down. You did slow down for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're,
I mean, sometimes you need to.
Yes. And you're also having your later starts in the morning because you know that that's important to you. Mm-hmm. When you used to just wake up and hustle right away.
Yeah.
So it's like you found your balance, but I want every one of you to like find those allies in your life. And sometimes allies are people that you don't even like, but they're the people that remind you of what you're capable of. And just remind you of what's possible for you. And I think that it's really important to make that differentiation because I share dreams with allies. I don't necessarily share my dreams with my friends, even though most of my friends in my circle support me. But there are a few that are like, haven't you done enough? Can't you take a break now? And those are like not the people that are going to get me to where I want to go in my life. So find your allies and make sure that you're being a good ally to them at the same time. Anything you want to say about that?
Everyone doesn't have to get you.
Ooh. Okay. Mic drop. Say that again.
Everyone doesn't have to get you.
So tell me more about that.
So especially being from small town Alabama, a lot of people in my immediate circle think that I shouldn't be working now or that I need more rest time or whatever, but they don't understand the big picture. And I feel like when you're passionate about something, it's not really work. Mm-hmm. Like, does this feel like work? No. Like, it really doesn't. And it doesn't feel like work driving people around all day looking at homes or investments. It doesn't. So I feel like if you're passionate about something, it's a drive that's within and it's not easily shut down.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I literally have chills right now because when you understand that concept, not everybody has to get you. Not everybody has to like you. You will be free. Right there.
Probably if everybody likes you, you're not doing something right.
Ooh. You guys, she's never been on a podcast before, but I feel lots of quote cards coming from this right now. So probably if everybody likes you.
I don't even know what I said.
Okay, you said this. Probably if everybody likes you, you're probably not doing something right. Mm-hmm. You're probably not following your passion. You're probably not following your purpose. You're probably not living out your calling. Because if you think about the greatest leader who ever lived, Jesus Christ. Was he liked by everybody? No, he was killed a criminal's death. He was crucified because people didn't like him, didn't like his light. And that's the level, but there were people that followed him, that loved him. There were.
Turn tables to get their attention.
Tell me more about that.
No, I don't want to offend anyone.
This is the place to, it's, you're not, okay, but you just said, what? You literally just said, it's okay if everybody didn't like you.
It is. Okay. If everyone doesn't like you.
She doesn't want to offend my people. But I think like Mommy Millionaire is listening in right now. They're not easily offended. Like this is actually going to hype them up and to go out and like do the thing that they need to do. Mm-hmm. Turntables to get attention. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes you've got to do that. And like if you're walking in obedience with the Lord, talks about this in Deuteronomy 28. And like if God's called you to flip the table, you've got to flip it. Because blessings come from that. And I need you to understand this. When God has called you to flip a table and you don't, that's disobedience, which is, you know, disobedience brings about curses on your life. So it's like, it's time to start saying yes to what God has for you, no matter what the outside world is going to think, because it's about what you're building up for eternity in heaven. So good.
The big picture.
Big picture. Anyways, well, we just claim divine healing over Sarita always. And I'm sure this won't be the last time she's on the podcast, because I'm sure you guys are going to love this little riff-raff we got going on here. So thank you so much for listening in, Mommy Millionaires. If you loved this, make sure to share it out there on your socials, leave a review of the show. And if you want to follow Sarita, I'll make sure to link up her Instagram in the show notes, but she'll share real estate tips online and just holistic wellness as well, as she's been learning so much.
And interior design.
Oh, and interior design. I mean, yes, it's all the things. I love it. So we'll make sure to link her Instagram up in the show notes and her Facebook, because she's very active over there. Thank you so much for listening in. We're going to go look at some deals.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.